It is the Riot Podcast. You know, today we talk about unicorns.
We do.
What do you think about unicorns? Unicorn lemonades? Unicorn gateways? Because that's gateways lead you places.
Well, you have to learn about, you know, what you need to be careful of.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if yours is a unicorn drink, there's a new one. And then if it's not a unicorn drink, there's other stuff you need to be worrisome about.
We got a taste test in here with Milky Way Marshmallow. And we also talk about where I go to buy rubber gloves.
And?
And buckets.
And buckets. That you don't mind throwing away.
Yeah, so there's a food fight there. The robot uprising being led by Amazon and Overwatch match fixing. So hope that you guys enjoy the podcast.
Quite a collection. Enjoy this. Don't forget Radio U Riot on Facebook or riot.radiou.com. There you can also sign up for our other podcast. If you want to get Riot Control sent to you as well, that's where you sign up.
Yes, indeed. Anything further, Your Honor?
Have a fantastic day. What do you say when it's court adjourned? Well, not until the end of the podcast, but...
After this, all the
then
podcasts,
that's it.
And then eventually adjourned.
Then we're free.
It's the Riot.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Did you guys get a unicorn frappuccino last week? You're so lame and mainstream. Everybody did that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
So, you know what? I'm just saying I wouldn't be caught dead with a unicorn frappuccino.
Yes, you would. You went to see if they had any.
I had a unicorn lemonade instead.
Oh, did you? So, is that also from Starbucks?
I'm just saying, like, go ahead and get your frappuccino like everybody else. I'm Instagramming my
unicorn lemonade.
Which makes me obviously... I'm not going to say 10 times cooler because the number's not high enough. Just way freaking cooler than you are, obviously.
Now, so, is there a secret menu item of the unicorn items?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm telling you guys this so you can go off and frustrate and anger.
You're a barista.
All the baristas of the world.
All right. Now, please gather closely so you can get all the details correct so that they get even just so mad at you.
So what ended up happening is... you've got people, baristas, taking the ingredients of the unicorn frappuccino and mixing them into lemonade.
So it's not a frappuccino anymore, really? It's just more like a lemonade with the stuff in it?
Mm-hmm. Now, according to this, they ended up making these drinks because people were so angry about the fact that they couldn't get a unicorn frappuccino.
Oh, so at least they could do something with that.
They're just like, look,
oh,
whatever.
That's nice.
So what you got here is pink mango flavored powder and a sour blue powder, which are swirled into an enticing design.
There's lots of variations of it for the lemonade drink. But basically, remember, this is a drink that mostly looks pretty, but might not taste. Like, people don't like the blue sour of the unicorn frappuccino as much. So it might not taste as great as you want it to be.
I'm going to be straight with you.
It'll be sour.
I actually think it's funny, but everybody, the way they described it, I thought that actually sounds like something I would like. I like sour candy.
You do?
I don't eat it very often, but like a good round of Sour Patch Kids. Oof. Oh.
Yes.
Mm. I mean, like,
your
it
teeth
makes
hurt.
I know it makes my mouth actually hurts a little thinking about it.
It's like, sorry guys.
And yet for some reason you're like, pop another one.
Okay.
Let's keep it going.
Well, try this now instead. Don't go and order the unicorn frappuccino. You need to order the unicorn lemonade. So they'll take like the pink and the blue powder, mix it with lemonade or variations of that.
It looks like Superman ice cream.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what Superman ice cream is, I'm sorry. It's like a, what do they call that when it's straight?
If you don't know what Superman.
Sherbert.
Sherbert.
Sherbet.
What's terrible.
Sherbet.
If you don't know what unicorn Superman ice cream looks like, it looks like a unicorn lemonade. Now you just keep sending it back and forth.
You guys know.
Of course.
Man, seriously, go order a unicorn lemonade and watch somebody just quit their job on the spot. Just watch them walk out.
You could film it while they throw a fit because, like, you were the last straw.
That was it.
Literally,
the last
that's
one.
The last straw.
I get a unicorn lemonade. No!
As the shouts, they say, could you hold on one moment? And then they have to mute the mic, and you hear it from the in the front, from the open window.
The drive-thru window shakes.
It shakes, and then they're like, and what size would you like? As they get their composure back.
We can get that for you.
Yes, please drive on by.
Please drive through.
No, be nice. Go in, maybe. Sometimes I find like that lessens it. If you want a specialty drink, try to go inside.
Man,
because they can't throw that much of a fit if they're looking at you.
Does anybody else feel like we just have such a huge hole in our life that we're trying to jam full of specialty drink pictures on Instagram?
Well, at least with pretty colors, okay? That's all we're trying to do.
Look, all I want is to have a photo of something that no one else has.
Is that so difficult?
Why is that so hard?
Oh, you're right. It's a good question to ask.
The Riot.
Apparently, some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
I'll just tell you, I feel like everybody that's on this unicorn thing, I think we're all in training. This is where we're headed. You're at Starbucks, you're spending
for
four...
Unicorn Island? Are we training for that?
You know what I'm talking about, Nikki. You know what I'm saying.
What is it?
All right. You go for your unicorn frap, you can't get it. You go for the unicorn lemonade, and the barista just storms out. The next thing you know, you're at a bar down the street paying $23 for whiskey and a virtual reality tour.
What? Why is that? Why does one lead to that one?
Because you started out life with what I have right here, a $1 coffee from McDonald's.
You thought that was enough?
$1, it's a deal, it's great. And then one of your friends is like, that's trash. We're going to Starbucks. And maybe not even Starbucks. They take you to a local coffee house. You spend $2 or $3 for a coffee. But then you're like, everybody else Instagrams their coffee. I'll Instagram mine. And that was your first taste of that drug, all right? And then pretty soon...
That was your first pour-over picture.
Pretty soon, you're down there just hitting it hard. You got to have it harder and purer and more Instagram. And you're taking pictures and you're trying to get the lemonades and the unicorns. And that's not enough. So you're like, where can I get that picture of that picture that nobody else has? So you end up at a dive bar in London where they now have... a $23 whiskey shot. $23, which apparently if you drink whiskey is not that weird. Which again, guys, we're drinking our money.
We're drinking. That's a side note.
Okay.
That is. And that's for the unicorn frappuccino, the dollar coffee, all the way up to the shots.
I know. A dollar coffee, though, it's justified. But pretty soon...
You're making it justified.
All right. They say $5, $6. Like, that seems like a lot. Pretty soon, you're down there $23. You're like, what? It's not that much. Look at this picture I can get on my Instagram.
Well, what's so big about the picture part? What is the picture part?
Nikki, could you explain to me why I need a picture? Of everything I drink?
Of what you're explaining. Okay. I don't take pictures of what I drink a lot of times, mostly.
Oh, I see. Don't want people to know what it is.
It's not what it is. Okay. It's not my feed.
No, all right. I was blown away by this yesterday. Okay, there's a bar in London. You go in. They've got this whiskey. It's called Dalmore Whiskey. It's 12 years old. It's been aged. It's a $23 shot. But here's the hook. You pay your $23 for this whiskey, right? Then, before you drink the whiskey, they give you a virtual reality headset so that you can take a virtual reality tour of the distillery where that whiskey was made. And then, once you have, appreciated all the different things about it, then you'll be ready to, at $23, I'm going to make that last for a month. Just like, sip a little here, sip a little there. Oh, just
all
look
these,
at it.
All
just
these
look
items
at it.
Seem like a lot of work.
I know. We're all looking for an experience. What can I get? For $6, can I have a unicorn lemonade? For $23, can you magically whisk me away to a distillery? What are we looking for here?
Is that where whiskey comes from, the name? Because you're whisked away to...
I didn't even think of that.
A terrible hangover or something.
See, but the only thing that I'll warn you about is, this could be the journey, because, you start out with very expensive whiskey, and then the next thing you know, you're down to $1 McCafe whiskey. You just got to be...
Hey, how about this? Can we just stay... Can we hydrate with water? Can we stay with that?
Peasants drink?
Yes! Is there anything wrong with water?
You don't
besides
see people...
Besides, so often, they drank too much. I've never seen anything else besides that.
Yeah, well, how am I supposed to Instagram my glass of water and create feelings of inadequacy and longing in the people that are looking at my Instagram feed? So, what I'm saying is that if you just took a picture of a glass of water, people would be like, unfollow. I'm done.
Unfollow. That's your worst nightmare.
Good. What could someone do to you that would be more insulting than that?
Unfollow.
What could it be?
I don't know. Well, that's interesting.
Would you like to take a virtual reality tour of the McDonald's where I got this coffee?
I'm sure they offer that somewhere.
Sure they do.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
Once the rain stops, I'm going to be ready to get back on my bike and go all the way across Cuba.
Oh, I saw this guy yesterday.
Man, this guy is out of his mind. His name is Jacob Zurl.
He's like an endurance biker.
Mm-hmm. And he finished, it was actually sometime on, I guess depending on your time zone, it was either early yesterday morning or late Sunday night, he finished his Cuba Endurance Challenge.
They basically biked across Cuba.
Biked all the way across Cuba.
Did I see something in the story where he listens to like one song and repeat?
Song. Yep.
That's it?
He does.
Did it say what song? Or?
Well, he had not picked his song yet.
Mm.
It's probably Balconies.
Yeah, probably.
Though it might have been Chariots.
Chariots would have been a better one.
Might have been Chariots.
He's on that one.
He's singing Balconies now, but yes. He was listening to Chariots on his way out.
Yes, what paper route song works for your endurance bicycle race?
So it took him 58 hours and 48 minutes to bike across Cuba.
And it seems like he doesn't really stop. Like I thought, oh, well, you take a night, like you go to sleep at night or something. Like he, I think, said was the key is you don't really take too much time to take a break because that's when you start to really feel it and slows you down.
900 miles. Yeah, he said that he would take a brief nap or if he had to go to the bathroom, he gets off the bike. But other than that, he basically just keeps
going.
His story is amazing. He's done all sorts of endurance biking challenges like this, but this is his first time. Well, he tried the Cuba thing 2 years ago and ended up getting a mosquito bite, got some kind of a tropical disease that basically wrecked him, not just in the moment,
yeah,
but it was something that wrecked him for
a while.
Months
he was sick.
And months afterwards. He had several challenges that he wasn't able to quite keep up with because of the long-lasting effects of the disease. But not only is he back, like he's back. He was hoping to do it in 57 hours. Oh, what a disappointment he is to all of us that it took 58.
That's when you, just to be mean, you're like, get back out there and do it again.
So when are you going to do it for real this time?
Oh, gosh, you could never hope to do something that amazing. That's quite a feat.
Yeah, so 900 miles. This guy did.
On a bike.
On a bike, like straight through. Man. Remember I was
with
telling?
One song on repeat. I don't think people are bringing that part up enough.
I get that, though.
Yeah.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
You know what's killing it out there, Nikki?
What?
The Samsung Galaxy S8.
Is it killing it?
It's killing it.
Oh, boy.
Sales are up, or pre-orders were up 30%.
Yeah.
Over the Galaxy S7. So in a market where a lot of people have said, there's no growth, there's no room for growth. Everybody's got a phone. Nobody needs your stupid phone. Everybody was like, I'll have that one.
So it's doing well for them?
It's doing very, very well. Now, a lot of people felt like Samsung was going to never recover. Remember, a year ago when they had those phones where they're like, hey guys, you can buy this phone and you'll get a Fire for free.
Oh, I guess you probably should have started off with like they're killing it.
Absolutely no additional charge. Because the battery makes Fire. Oh, where were we? Okay. But the Galaxy Note 7.
People are comfortable with it, and it's doing well.
It was the one where it shipped with, you know, like a bag of marshmallows and some graham crackers. Because, you know.
You had to do your own chocolate, though, because that's not shipping well.
Let's not get ridiculous here, okay? But everybody thought that after that, they were just done.
Yeah.
And that appears to not be the case. I would actually like to get my hands on a Galaxy Note or a Galaxy S8. Everyone says they are spectacular. Like, reviews have actually been very good for the Galaxy S8.
They've been hot.
Yeah. I mean, on
not
fire?
Not too hot.
You think?
Just the right amount of hot.
Okay. Is it too soon?
Well, no, it's never.
I don't think it is.
No, it's fine.
Not when it comes to a phone. So, yeah. And as far as I know, they're out there in the wild, right? You can go get one now.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Have you seen one?
No, not that I would.
Are you switching, Nikki?
I wouldn't know it if I saw it. I haven't seen a screenshot of it yet, so no, I would not.
You know what? It looks like all the other ones.
Yeah, that's again, that comes back to there's only so much we can do with phones.
There's only so much.
So you're like, ooh, look at that. Okay, even inside, there's only so much we can do with the phones.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody says they're really good. So I do want to get one and play around with it. You know, we have a guy. I should call that guy and be like, hey, can we play with that? Because we can usually get a loaner for a couple weeks.
If not, why don't you, if you have one of the new ones, why don't you text us on it? We'll see if the text looks different.
Well, obviously it will.
Will it look better than our other texts?
Well, you could text us and tell us if you like it. You know, you don't have to be nasty about it, Nikki.
I'm not being nasty.
I think you are.
I'm not being nasty.
I think your anti-Android bias is coming through even now.
I don't even care.
Which, you know what? That's like the next level after your bias.
I'm not even trolling. I don't even care to troll.
I'm beyond trolling now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about anything. Where is there meaning in this life? Certainly not in a new phone.
Well, now we've gotten deeper than probably we should.
All right. Well, yeah, you know what? 877-2-RADIO-U. Whether you've got a Galaxy S8 or a Galaxy S-nothing, you know what? You can text us and we'll get it. And we're not going to judge you.
No, it's perfectly fine. No matter how you get a hold of us, we'd love to hear from you. You can also check out Radio U Riot if you ever have gone to our Facebook page. Lots of fun stuff there, and you can join us there.
I will tell you, though, like, we say that, but Nikki will phone bully you. Like, she bullies me about my phone all the time.
I bully you because yours you've had for a long, long time.
It's wonderful.
It's a turbo. It's red.
Yep.
And it's starting to show some age.
Says who?
Says your last Facebook Live event.
Oh, well, that actually, terrible. There was a problem there that was not entirely my fault.
Okay.
So, that's what you get for not shutting down certain apps, and there was a problem.
Sure.
But you know what? All my other live events up to that point were fine. And the next time, we done learned our lessons.
Good.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I tried putting on a swim cap once and knocked myself unconscious.
It's The Riot with Tina.
No one's ever said that to my face in the truck stop.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know what? I've been thinking about relocating for a couple of reasons. I've talked about wanting more sunshine and different things like that. But I've just been wanting to go somewhere where I could get a low-income job and just, you know, grind out the rest of my days.
Emphasis, yes, on really working hard.
And so, according to, and I love this, the like some sort of federal government survey, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, they have to set the eligibility levels for government assistance and housing. And that is kind of a formula where they look at income, cost of housing, all these different things. And as a result, in certain parts of San Francisco, people who make $100,000 a year are now considered low income.
Isn't that amazing? San Francisco's just, it's too much.
Let me say that again.
It's next level.
Parts of San Francisco, you make $100,000 a year, you are a low income resident.
Now, mind you, you go right outside other parts of San Francisco or right outside of it, then you're fine. You're back up. You're fine.
Yeah. But low income, Nikki. You know what that makes me? Dirt poor.
To San Francisco terms.
Dirt poor.
So don't plan that, okay? Like, pick some other place to go.
I have a full-time job in San Francisco. I'm sleeping in the street.
That's why I don't know how people make it. There's only so much.
Well, see, what I think it is, I think San Francisco, and, you know, we've talked about this. I've read other articles about it, where it's not so much that people in San Francisco have made so much money living in the city.
Yeah.
It's that a lot of people have made a great deal of money and have moved into the city.
Ah.
So when demand goes up, price goes up. And as a result, like, hey, I had this apartment. I could rent it for $500 a month to, you know, whoever. Or I could rent it to this tech millionaire for, I don't know, what do you say, $15,000 a month?
Does that sound good?
And the tech millionaire is like, oh, yeah, it's perfectly reasonable. Here's your $15,000.
Everyone else has had to move out of the city.
You're like, oh, $15,000 a month? Let me see here. I got that. Oh, yeah, here you go. I was just carrying that around in my pocket.
No problem.
Just take that. What a deal.
As you move outside.
Yeah, so just a heads up. If you want to be low income in San Francisco, only about six figures will take care of you. No big deal. How, like, could I get a job there for, like,
do you think
there's a job there where I could make a couple of $100,000 a year, still be low income, but maybe I'll just commute into the city? Like, is that a thing?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Because, okay.
I don't even want to navigate that.
Because think about this, all right? Not to make it weird, but fine. I go out to San Francisco. I make, let's say I can find a job for $250,000 a year. I live minimalist. I freaking camp. All right, for like 2 years of my life.
Some people do that.
I know. For 2 years of my life, I'm just camping or whatever.
I lived in this converted dumpster.
All right. And over the course of 5 years, I make $1 million. Okay, so I end up, you know, there's taxes, whatever. But let's say I manage to pull that off. Then I move back to the Midwest. I'm freaking rich at that point.
You'd have to start working on it, but it's a way.
It's just something to think about. And, you know, as long as I had, like, the campsite, I had free Wi-Fi, like...
You could be fine.
What else do you need, really? I mean, you got a nice tent, you got Wi-Fi, you're good, right?
Might want a few more things than that, but who knows?
Oh, Nikki, don't be so materialistic.
I know, right?
Want to shove the riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
Nikki, how much do you need junk food to soothe you into the rest of the day?
What do we need?
I was at a dollar store and I found this candy.
I can never tell. Is a dollar store like things that are on their way out? Or
not
sometimes?
Always. Sometimes it's like, it's just like a little general store. I'll tell you why I was there. Do you want to hear something really exciting?
Yeah.
Have you ever had your sink back up really bad?
No.
You have to clean the trap.
There's a trap?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a trap to be in the trap area? Or what do you do?
What it is, have you ever noticed how a sink, if you look under a sink, it goes down and then
the pipe goes up and then back?
Yes. Well, what that is designed to do is that gravity, typically, whatever's causing the clog, like it stays in that area. So all the funk that is going through your sink, it stays in the trap and it doesn't go back into the pipes.
But I thought if you flip the switch and turned on the disposal.
Well, I'm not talking about, this was not in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. There's other areas.
It was somewhere else.
Sure. Okay.
So I went to the dollar store because I knew I could get rubber gloves and a bucket.
It's wrong. And you have that, and you bought that candy on the same trip?
Yeah.
You should not have told me that story. I don't want the candy for the riot taste test to be from the bucket trip.
Don't forget about the rubber gloves.
I don't know. It's worse.
They're each a dollar. Though, man, I'll tell you what, dude. You know how you get a pair of rubber gloves, and then when you take them off, your hands smell like that forever? I scrubbed my hands, and I'm like, still smells like that?
Maybe because those are just dollar gloves.
Well, my thought was, just to be clear, whatever that came out of the trap, it was going in that bucket, and I was throwing the bucket and the gloves away.
Sure.
So my thought was,
you don't wanna spin.
Why invest when I could buy them really cheap?
So what did you find?
Apparently just for me now. I didn't even want it to, like, I didn't come in here to tell that story.
Well, it's a vital part of it.
It was the dollar store question that made that story come to life.
It's important to know the whole story, why you were there.
Milky Way marshmallow with caramel.
So Milky Way normally, is that the one that has nougat in it? Or not nougat, but the...
They all have nougat.
That whipped thing.
No, that's Three Musketeers.
And what is that? Is that nougat?
Here's the way it works, all right? You got the Snickers, which is
top.
Nougat, caramel, peanuts, chocolate,
yes.
Right? Then you get a Milky Way. It's a Snickers, but no peanuts.
Yes.
And then you get a Milky Way, which is nothing. It's just
air.
Like whipped nougat in air.
Okay.
With some chocolate on the top.
So what is this then? It's marshmallow inside?
Marshmallow.
Instead of like nougat?
And you know, it just kills me. Like, what's the difference between caramel and caramel?
It's just how you say it.
Is it though? Because I've seen caramel spelled without the extra A. Is that like a certain ingredient type where you're like, well, yes, it's caramel if it has cocaine in it, but it's just a caramel
if you can't afford the cocaine.
Yeah, that's what does a poor man's cocaine. Like, he lives in the outskirts of San Francisco.
I think that is probably not true. I can almost guarantee that.
All right. Well, are you game to taste food fight this?
Taste test?
Whatever. All right. Let's say 15 minutes. If you guys are doing anything, Nikki and I will
eat.
Can
we put a timer on, please, guys? 15 mm-hmm. minutes. Hey, Siri. Can we have 15 minutes?
She's listening.
Oh, 15-minute timer. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
15 minutes and counting.
Oh, he's listening.
Yes.
My bad. Nikki likes to boss men around, so.
What?
What?
I'm going to feed you that whole bag of candies and the bucket if you don't stop it.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
All right, I've got here the Milky Way marshmallow with caramel. Now, Nikki, I did some research, and here's what I'm finding. Some people are saying that these are back this summer because they were a very limited edition item that came out in 2015 for July and August.
You might not have seen it then.
Yeah, but then I'm also finding some people that are like, no, we think these are just the old ones that they put back out on shelves.
Really?
Yeah, so it's hard to
put it past some people.
I wouldn't either, but the expiration date is, let's see, September. Crap, I ripped it open exactly on the expiration date. Yeah, let's see, January of 2018.
I guess the only way to tell is find a bag of current Milky Ways and see what the span of their expiration date is.
Right. So there's two of them for you. They're the minis. So, oh gosh, what if these are just old cut up Milky Ways they've jammed in little bags?
So it's a Milky Way, but a marshmallow inside with it?
Yeah, marshmallow. I mean, there's always caramel in a Milky Way, so why is
that? Does anything else have a marshmallow inside? Like candy bar wise? Not that I can think
of. It's gotta be there. I just can't think of what it is. It's fine. Actually, yeah.
I don't know if I recognize that it was marshmallow.
It takes a minute, but it's there. You gotta chew it some more.
I wouldn't want a whole candy bar for it, which is why the little size is good.
Yeah. What's your take in general on marshmallow, though?
Not a fan. Not a huge fan.
I love marshmallow.
You?
I do, actually.
Wow, then these are for
I
you.
I don't always love it in stuff? Like in something, but like a roasted marshmallow or something, or just a plain old marshmallow if it's fresh.
Milky Way marshmallow caramel bar.
Oh, I like that. Now, if you look, the marshmallow is actually, it's not a separate layer. It's just mixed in with the nougat.
Yes.
Which means, like, who the heck even knows if
it's
there?
Like 1% marshmallow. The rest nougat.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, good. I like that.
Good call.
Yeah.
Do you like it if you find out that they are, in fact, from 2015 and they resent them out, or does that matter? It's still in the not expired window.
You know what? It's not expired, but I also feel like they're cheating just a little bit. What's up to Sky? She just texted, said Goo Goo Cluster has marshmallow.
What is a Goo Goo Cluster?
You've never had one?
Don't think I have.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
The robot apocalypse, where we are all turned into food for the machines. We all know that it's eventually happening, and yet here we go, continually designing more and more robots that are one day going to eat us. And I need to look no farther than Amazon. I'm an Amazon Prime member. That means I just give them money every year to let me shop there, basically.
Well,
you get their music and their video.
They try to pad it with enough stuff, and you're like, well, the two-day shipping, but even that, it's just, you know, it's like Netflix. You just have it.
Well,
but more expensive.
But more expensive.
Way more expensive.
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, they are saying that Amazon has created a team that is working on how to figure out how to do self-driving delivery vehicles.
Yeah.
So, like, you know how right now UPS, they're basically the Amazon delivery guy? At least they are for me. Pretty soon, they'll be like, yeah, UPS, not so much.
So, also, what about their own delivery drivers?
Well, there's
Amazon Now.
There's that, Nikki. But what if they could completely cut people out of the equation altogether, mm-hmm. and there could just be robot truck that drives past your house, and then it drops off your package.
The second you have to worry about job security sometimes, because like the second they could come up with a robot who could go like ha 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 and laugh like us and just tell some stories.
Yeah,
like a robot could take over almost anybody's job.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I've got no job security, but I'm not afraid of robots. Just someone that's actually good at this.
That's also true.
I try to make
that is more worrisome.
I try to not let management listen to anybody else on the radio. I'm afraid they'll get ideas.
Like, wait, we could have something else?
Yeah. But I mean, think about this. The time is coming when someone delivering a package to you will seem as absurd as someone actually answering the phone at an airline. You really wish they would, but there's just no way it's happening.
It's been a long time since someone has, and you're like, okay, fine. And you just settle down and you get used to it.
Man, I called an airline when they wanted me to pay a premium to talk to somebody.
They're
like, I'm not even kidding.
Also, a next level of customer service.
Yeah, I was like, I was going to have to pay to talk to someone. It was like,
even if not money, you're going to have to pay somehow. So
makes tons of sense. I don't know if they still do that. I guess that actually has been a while ago. But that being said, Nikki, you and that, you know, UPS driver and his cute little shorts that you like so much that stops by the station all the time and you always find yourself downstairs talking to him?
No, and no again. Okay. Though my home UPS driver is a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I never see him until he's back in the truck. Yeah. And I say hello, and that's it.
You wave. Well, you know what? Pretty soon you'll just be saying
hello,
hi to
robot.
Bob the robot who's dropping off your packages.
What's worse is if I get along with the robot better. Like, it ends up being a better relationship. Like, that's sad.
So, wait, you drive home and the UPS truck is just stopped, or excuse me, the Amazon truck is still there waiting on you. Like,
yeah, it's
hey,
like,
Nikki,
hey.
And I've been waiting on you.
It's like my best friend's the robot.
I could see you and the Amazon truck getting along just fine.
Probably.
I could also see you wanting to hijack it and see what everybody else is getting. Wouldn't you like to do that?
Probably.
Just start opening boxes, see if anybody's getting something cool.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Right on me.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, Overwatch.
Yes, the game.
The game. Everybody loves Overwatch, right? And who can blame them? It's cool. It actually is really cool if you're into it. And, dude, so many people are into Overwatch. Big time. Well, it's time that Overwatch, with all those people into it, has its first big scandal. And it definitely did. Competitive Overwatch, it's a thing. And the Korean police have just arrested two people for paying another team to take a dive in an Overwatch match.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. I assume we... Do we have laws? I mean, I know we have laws like for sports, but like, do those cover esports in this country yet?
I don't know if it covers it or if it depends on how you're watching esports. Like, if it's broadcast, then I think it falls maybe under some of those rules. Or if it's online, or how is it? How is it that people are watching? Mm-hmm. But maybe not the same as some of the other sports.
So in Korea, there's already laws for this because esports are so huge
big.
In Korea. In fact, I think we may have talked about this yesterday.
They're bigger than a lot of our sports here.
Yes, they really are. And so this is not uncommon in Korea for these things to happen, and not completely uncommon for them to get caught. Apparently in 2015, there was a huge scandal that involved 9 people that were, and this, it just doesn't seem real, even though it is, who they were paying people to lose their StarCraft II matches.
And just all, whenever you say that, it's like, I have a hard time following that.
Well,
like, what are they doing?
For me, it's one of those things where, like, I know
it's
what it is.
It's not in the game.
But it's just like, man, all for StarCraft II, like, really? But see, there, it's a big deal. Even
it's something
if here,
different.
It's not. But this is the first time that these match-fixing scandals have hit Overwatch, though I'm sure it won't be the last. So for that StarCraft II thing, we don't know how much money was involved this time, but 2 years ago for that, depending on the player, they received between $5,000 and $18,000 to lose a match.
Sure.
And just to let you know, if you want to
there's more money if you want to lose match stuff in these esports than to actually play it.
I'll just tell you that I'd be happy to lose a round of StarCraft for $18,000. Though, truth be told, I was probably going to lose
anyway.
Well,
I think you have to be good enough, though, to be at a certain level to be asked to be losing then.
Right. Man, that just comes back to it, Nikki. I'm not good enough at anything for someone to pay me not to do it. You know? Like, what? Dang it.
Gotta start working on something a little bit harder.
I need to get good enough for people to pay me not to do things.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
My first world problems will become a third world problem when I'm banished.